Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The music of Baroque Hamburg is the focus this week on Harmonia as we look at music composed for both the church and the opera house. We'll listen to overtures, songs, and motets from the late 17th century, as well as a new release from lutenist Andrew McGinley. lively and optimistic movements from a suite in G minor by Johann Sigismund Kuse, who by most accounts was rash and short-tempered. But then, would you expect any less of an opera composer? Not if we're talking about Hamburg near the end of the 17th century. After all, it was the first city in Germany to have a public opera house. Music and drama on and off stage. Shortly before the turn of the 17th century, Hamburg was one of the most important musical centers in all of Germany. Its churches and opera house boasted some of the finest composers around. With the inception of public opera, a new era came in Hamburg's musical life, one filled with musical riches in a town mostly known for its commerce. We'll hear two works by two Johanns, Theile and Conradi, both composers associated with Hamburg's Gänsemarkt Opera House. That was the overture to the opera Ariadne by Johann Georg Conradi, performed by the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra. Before that, the canzonetta So geh ich hier alleine of Johann Theile, as performed by Les Amis de Philippe, directed by Ludger Remy. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music by composers of the Hamburg Opera. Perhaps the biggest success for the Hamburg Opera House came with Reinhard Kaiser, who brought it fame, but apparently also put it in debt. During his on-again, off-again tenure, he composed over 60 operas, raised its musical standards, and attracted some serious talent, including a young George Frederick Handel. We'll hear the more intimate side of Kaiser in a calm overture from the aggressively titled opera Masaniello Furioso. After that, Ensemble Voltaire will perform his trio sonata in G major for violin, flute, and continuo.
Thank you.
An intimate trio sonata in G major for violin, flute, and continuo by Reinhard Kaiser. It was performed by Ensemble Voltaire, Christopher Verrett, violin, Barbara Kalauer, flute, Elizabeth MacDonald, viola da gamba, and Thomas Gerber, harpsichord. Prior to that, we heard Fiori Musicali perform the Sinfonia and Minuet, which opens Kaiser's opera Masaniello Furioso. Thomas Albert directed. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. On Harmonia this week, we're listening to music from Hamburg at the end of the 17th century. One can't get a complete picture of Hamburg's music-making without looking at its churches. Organ music played an especially important part in church services. Of the many German organists in the 17th century, Hamburg had some of the greatest. Out of the best improvisers, Johann Adam Reinken and Matthias Weckmann were the most outstanding. The toccata and canzona were the improvisations of choice.
Thank you.
Matthias Veckmann's Canzone in G Major, performed by Wolfgang Serer. Before that, we heard another keyboard work by a contemporary of Veckmann's, Johann Adam Reinken. Harpsichordist Jörg Andreas Böttcher performed his toccata in G Major. We've been listening to Baroque church music from the German city of Hamburg. The city's church music was also influenced by two famous musicians from the neighboring town of Lübeck, a reasonably short coach ride away. For over half a century, Franz Tunder and his successor Dietrich Buxtehude made a distinct impression from afar.
Which none can fall on that, on
We heard Johannette Zomer as the soprano soloist in Buxtehude's cantata Herr, wenn ich nur dich habe, and before that, bass Peter Harvey was featured in Franz Tunder's O Jesu Dulcissime. Both were accompanied by the Netherlands Bach Society as directed by Jos van Veldhoven. Our new release this week from the Avi label features lutenist Andrew McGinley playing music of J.S. Bach, Silvius Leopold Weiss, and Adam Falkenhagen, both written for and transcribed for German lute. Here are the final movements from Falkenhagen's Sonata in F major. Music of Adam Falkenhagen from a new CD on the Avi label called The Baroque Lute, played by Andrew McGinley. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ethergame musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blackland-McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.